This edition of Tech Talk Guys brought to you by nobody. Welcome to episode 4 of Tech Talk Guys with Bill and Joe. Today we'll be talking about Hyundai's new navigation system, as well as a new way to do ads on a DVR.
Did you see that Hyundai, they have finally released the nav system, my friend.
It's about time.
It is a very clean system, and I want you to just first glimpse, look at it. Don't read any of the article underneath it. I'm going to tell you the features of it, then I want you to tell me how much it's going to cost, okay?
Okay.
Basically, it comes with the full screen nav system, 7 inches, touch screen. You can also load MP3s, video, and pictures onto it. It has an SD card, so you can put a little quick thing on there, especially, you know, if you have a trailer or something, you can pop them on there and then check it out. So tell me, how much, you know, first glimpse, how much do you think that might run?
Well, in the aftermarket, typically those screens of that size usually are upwards of $1,000 just for the screen capability itself. So being Hyundai, it could be, I will guess, $800.
$313 to $417.
No way.
Yeah, man.
Is it backwards compatible with existing Hyundais?
I think if you wanted to do that, you'd have some dashboard modifications. I think this is going to kind of be the central unit. Your FM radio and everything's going to go through. Apparently, you can even integrate with a analog AV unit to a DVD player so you can view DVDs on there. There's going to be some issues with all of that. But like I said, I don't know if you can just mate this into a Hyundai that you have, but it will most definitely be an upcoming option for the newer models.
If anybody's looking for a mid-priced four-door car, I would strongly recommend the Hyundai Sonata. I've had it almost a year now, and it's been an excellent car. Gas mileage, for me, is not as high as they advertised. I think on TV, they usually say it gets 30 miles to the gallon. The best I've gotten so far is about 26 on a long trip, but it's still been a very comfortable car, and with that 10-year, 100,000-mile drivetrain warranty and 5-year, 60,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, it's really hard to beat out there in its class, so really like it.
Now, Bill, you don't mind mentioning what vehicle you've had before this one.
Oh, you mean the BMW X5?
Yeah, see, this is coming from a man who drives a BMW X5 and then has gone to a Hyundai. So for those that are thinking it's a huge step down, he still thinks it's a comparable vehicle.
I think it has most of the features, from traction control, 6 airbags in the front passenger compartment area. It has ABS. It has heated seats. It has leather interior. It's pretty darn close to what the BMW offers for half the price.
Yeah, I was going to say the only thing it doesn't have is the home mortgage payment.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a really good car so far, and I think I've got about 15,000 miles on it, so far so good.
Yeah, so when I spotted this on Engadget, I thought you definitely want to check that out, because I know for me, I was, you know, I'm looking at maybe getting one in the next couple of years here, especially that new Azera. But the one limitation I had was that whole navigation system. I really want a good in-car system. And now they've launched this Roadbank R&B 70.
You know, the only complaint I really have about my Sonata is the fact that it doesn't have an aux-in jack or any way to jack in an iPod. I have to use an FM tuner with it.
See, and with this one, you might have that as an option with this Roadbank, because if it's got the analog AV input for a DVD player, it very well may have some sort of connection. In fact, if you look at the image, I mean, I don't know if that's a real image of the actual machine or not, but it's got some sort of little device there with a little plug dongle coming out of the bottom.
That would be cool if they made it that easy to hook up an iPod. Well, on to our next topic. I was reading an article today about digital video recorders and advertising. Most people think that when you're fast-forwarding through a commercial on a DVR or TiVo-like box, you don't see the commercial, which is not true. I know who's advertising when I fast-forward through commercials. Well, there's one company that's going to try a test ad that's a still image on the screen for 30 seconds. So you'll see the ad, because it won't change on the screen while you're fast-forwarding through it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Basically, instead of it being some visually appealing, you know, some girl walking down the street, you know, like the latest Levi commercial with her walking the line and Johnny Cash's song playing in the background, when you watch that on a TiVo on fast-forward, she's just flying through the screen. Instead, it'll be one solid image that probably at real time, if someone's watching it, it'll have some audio clip of some guy in the background explaining it. But for those of you with the TiVo trying to fast forward through for, I don't know, 5 seconds or whatever the rate is, you'll see that image up there solid without change.
Looks like it's going to be in the UK only for this. It's the cable channel FX plans to show what it calls the first UK ad designed for viewers who use DVRs to avoid commercials. And so they're going to hold up an image for the entire 30-second spot, and therefore it retains the sales message when viewed even at 12 times fast-forwarding speeds enabled by some DVRs.
Those guys in marketing, they're smart cookies.
Yeah, I think companies need to make better ads, because I know many times if I'm fast-forwarding through an ad and it looks interesting, I pause it, rewind, and watch the whole ad itself. So if you make better ads, people will stop and watch.
This is true. I mean, you know, if you look at it, YouTube actually is one of the places that is full of advertisements for different companies. And it's just basically someone really thought the commercial was interesting enough and boom, pulled it down and put it up there. I've actually found myself at times just looking for funny commercials on YouTube.
Speaking of YouTube, last night I stayed up and just surfed video clips of helicopters and helicopter crashes. I know it's strange, but it's amazing how many different helicopter crashes have been caught on tape.
There's always, you know, one that's shown is the one guy who tries to pull a boat with his helicopter and then,
oh, yeah.
And then goes down. See, as soon as I say it, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I saw that last night. Thanks for listening to this relatively short edition of Tech Talk Guys, Episode 4. If you have any comments, suggestions, or would just like to say something to us, please send us an email at info@techtalkguys.com. Please make sure to visit our website at www.techtalkguys.com. Thanks for listening.